Maybe your financial picture is never far from your mind, or maybe it only makes a few guest appearances now and then when the Dow is or isn't doing well. According to the latest Employee Benefit Research Institute survey on retirement confidence, 57% of households say they have less than $25,000 in savings and investments, excluding their homes or any defined benefits. Heather Moyer Dangler is a financial consultant, and she says a better financial future might start with something as simple as a look at your pay stub. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're not that far away from tax day, and just a couple months ago, people have pretty good memories of what they got back this year. If you got back a lot, although that might make you really happy, is that an indication that you need to go and make some serious adjustments on your pay stub?
Yes, Beth Ann, that can very much reflect that. Think of it as a time to recheck before the year is passed and completed. Maybe some adjustments of your withholding. So if you've purchased a new home, possibly, or you've had one from last year, there might be some other deductions, things that you can do. So if you adjust your withholding, you have more net pay each check now, currently, that you could save, invest, possibly, pay down some additional debt. Also, increase your 401k deferrals or your retirement. When you talk about how many people have not really saved enough for retirement, that is very true. So instead of waiting till you get that rainy day check from the IRS back next year, and then you end up going and spending it typically, how about reassess your finances now and see what tweaking you can do when you're withholding, increase your 401k. Also revisit what's happening between the gross pay and the net. Look at what you've signed up for benefits through your employer as well. A lot of people have signed up for group long-term disability, maybe group life. Be Akamai on what it is you're paying for.
A lot of time we tend to just set something in motion and leave it. And whether it's investments or how we decide what kind of withholding or what we're going to sign up for, we just sort of do it and forget it. We can't afford that luxury anymore, can we?
No. I remember I ran into that myself as a business person, so I actually have my own personal items on my calendar every quarter, business every 30 days. Of course, you're running things daily. Yet I think an individual who's busy with family and professional business, whatever's going on, is at least put yourself on your calendar once a year. I think people tend to think of New Year's resolution. They're all excited. They pick it up, and then they forget about it. So how about think about it's now July, mid-year. Maybe put yourself on, make a date with yourself for August or September. Start there. Revisit your quarterly statements of your investments. And as you indicated, suggest that you take everything off autopilot. Make a date with yourself. It takes 30 minutes. And that's what I do. Block out time on a weekend and review my quarterly statements and make sure the risk tolerance and what I'm doing is consistent with my long-term goals, not the short-term goals.
Well, 30 minutes. You must be better at it than I am, because 30 minutes just goes by in a blink, and I'm only through part of it because I want to make sure. Maybe that's because I tend to go over things a couple of times, but even so, even if it took you a couple of hours to do, it doesn't matter. I mean, you spend some time going to doctor's appointments and dental appointments and other things that you do for yourself to keep your physical being in good order. What about your financial sense, especially when you have a market that today people hear, oh, it's up, 15,236. Isn't that wonderful?
Right.
And the feel-good part of it carries along the better sense sometimes.
That's correct. And I'm sure you've heard of that statement as people spend more time planning what their retirement, or actually their vacation is each year, versus planning what their long-term retirement may look like. An average individual could be in retirement for 30-some years. Your vacation can be in 1 week or two. So that ties in with, if it does take you more than 30 minutes, block that time. You're special. Make time, get the kids to read. If you've got kids, set them aside. And even if it's uninterrupted time, look at what you're putting in. And even if the Dow or the market is on a high side, what is it going to mean to your particular 401k or your particular investments? Just because the Dow is up, that doesn't mean everything you have is up as well.
And frankly, shouldn't be if you've actually balanced it correctly.
Exactly, because you've got the fixed sector, you've got a lot of things going on with that right now. So again, if the Dow's down, same concept. That doesn't mean everything you have is down. So, you know, you can think of a 60-40 mix, but be clear on what your risk tolerance is, Beth Ann, not what your neighbor's is or anything like that. And I think quarterly is a good time frame. It's kind of like you don't check the value of your house every day. If you check the value of your account every day, might be a little too overwhelming.
All that said, too, the other part of this that we haven't discussed yet is the fact that rules are changing.
Yes.
And ideas have to change along with those rules. And people who have said, well, you know, you want to get into your Social Security early because mm-hmm. then, of course, you'll have many more years to be able to pull back and take back what you, in fact, put in all the years that you worked. That strategy only worked to a certain point. Everything continues to be in flux, and you've got to be willing to challenge your own thoughts and ideas.
That's correct. And we were talking about Social Security and pension. Depending on where your listeners are in their life stage, you really need to be even more accountable for what your future is going to look like. What do you want it to look like? So look at today and what are you putting away for your retirement? Maybe plan the conservative approach if you're in your late 30s, early 40s. It's Social Security that's on the statement you get. Maybe it might just be 25% of that figure or even zero. That's how we plan with different people. If we're working with people in their 50s and 60s, that's different. That's just all of what's happening with the world and the changes. So if you are not going to have Social Security, for instance, so what can you do about it today? And let's say you work for somebody that has frozen their pension or is no longer offering a pension, which is what we call a defined benefit plan. Well, what can you do about it? Getting mad at your employer that you don't have, that isn't going to solve that. So what can you do about it? 50 cents a paycheck to a non-retirement savings account? It's amazing what a 20-year-old can do versus if they wait till their 30s, that $50 is going to have to be $100 a month. If you wait from 30 to 40 to put away $100 a month, it's going to have to be about $200 a month to get that same future value. It's time, money, and rate of return.
And unfortunately, for a lot of people, that time is running out because they didn't put away a lot of money. And so you've got a lot of people scrambling, knowing that they're going to have to work longer and hoping that there's going to be a workforce that will welcome them, despite whatever they've been told about workforce shortage.
Exactly. And we were speaking on the education level. There's a lot of incredible knowledge leaving the professional field, business field. So I think what some people can think to do is look at when they draw Social Security, maybe they can't draw it until their full retirement age, depends on their situation. However, maybe they can go back and maybe it's not solicit, but present an option to go work back for somebody they used to know, and maybe on a consulting basis or something that keeps their mind going educational-wise, but also provides them additional income. And I think that's what people want to do.
Bottom line for all of this is, like it or not, you have to be responsible for your financial future as well as everything else you want to do with your life in whatever time. We never know how much that's going to be.
Exactly.
But you got to still take the time right now to make a good plan and then continue to reevaluate it pretty much on at least an annual basis.
Exactly.
That's a big takeaway from today. Whether you like it or not, whether it feels good or not, you're going to have to do it.
You got it.
All right. Well, I'll let you know how things go.
And spend more time than 30 minutes if you can.
Believe me, more than 30 minutes is definitely going to be on the agenda. Thanks, Heather.
You're welcome.
Heather Moyer-Dangler is the principal of Moyer Financial Insurance Services. She came home to Honolulu in 1990 to open her consulting firm after spending part of her growing up years in the Philippines and in Oregon, where she started her career.